Well, Nick Folk was certainly clutch for the Jets, 3 for 3 in his kicks against Miami, including 2 crucial kicks in the fourth quarter and overtime to help them win the game. And joining us now, as he does every week from the team facility, is the special teams coach of the Jets, Mike Westhoff, joins us once again here on Jets Extra Point. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Always good to talk to you. And, you know, before we get to your special teams, Nick Folk, and the day they had against those Dolphins, let's go to the big news. Darrelle Revis out for the year. You've been in this league a long time. What does this do to a team when you lose arguably your best player on the squad?
Well, there's just never a way that you totally replace a guy like that. You know, as Denzel Washington said in the movie, you don't play Sir Jerry Bartier. Remember that?
Absolutely.
You just don't do it. But what you have to do is everyone, and I mean everyone, has to rise up some. Everyone else takes a step a little bit higher at whatever you're doing. And our game is such, and you see it every week, it's such a total team game that's won in so many different, won and lost in so many different ways that everybody now, and everybody should anyway, but everybody now has to raise their game just a little bit to rise it up. And that'll be the key, because you obviously can't replace a guy of that magnitude. But there's lots of other things that you can do, and you move on. And because no one looks back, or no one feels sorry for you, and no one's going to give you any advantages the next week. So you have to move forward.
Well, you know, you said on this program just last week when we were talking about special teams, the fake is on every time, and it's up to how the defense is playing whether or not you guys go with it. And you know what? You guys go with the fake with Tim Tebow. It was successful. What did you see to make it successful with Tim Tebow against the Dolphins?
Well, It's a good question, Brian, and a good way you presented it. It's not that I wouldn't really say, I don't know if it's on every single time. I won't give that away. But we do have it a lot. This we've used from some alternative formations. There are different formations. We came out in one of those the other day. Miami played 7 people in the box. In other words, 7 people up inside, which is fairly normal. But we don't think against that formation that 7's enough to stop us. So even though it was 4th and 4 from our own 25, which is usually not the most advantageous place to run a fake, it was on, and we ran it. Now, had they been lined up a little differently, we would have gotten out of it and then punted the football. We did that later in the game, actually. Actually, we got out of that formation or got out of that play.
Let's go to the overtime. Nick Folk is out there kicking what turned out to be the winning field goal, but the first one gets blocked. I'm curious, what went through your mind, and were you scared at all that maybe that block, because Philbin ended up calling a timeout, would mess with him the second time around?
No, tell you the truth, not at all. I saw that their coach was going to call the timeout or ice it. What happened was, as he did it, it was really a good bit of time, several seconds, before the ball was snapped. The whistle was being blown. There were numerous whistles being blown, and actually we slowed down. You could see our guys almost stop. Nick kicked the ball very, very late. So the whole timing of everything was way off. And in my opinion, as I watched it, yeah, there was one guy they did knock back, but as that whistle was being blown, you could see our guys kind of begin to stop, and then they then came after it. So it didn't bother me at all. I mean, it bothers you because I don't like to see it happen, but I don't believe that under the normal circumstances they're going to block our kick. They certainly didn't any other time or even come close.
He is the special teams coach of the Jets. Mike Westhoff joins us every week here on Jets Extra Point. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you. See you then.